reliable, and always informative. This is America's Radio News.
Right here on America's Radio News.
I'm Rachel Sutherland, along with Ernie Brown. It's about 20 minutes past the hour. And I believe, Ernie, we do have a new pope, and we know the name of that pope, correct?
Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He's from Argentina. He's 76 years old. He was born in Buenos Aires back in 1936. And we're waiting for him to come out on the balcony. This is the first South American pope ever elected, and so we're waiting to hear what he has to say, and we'll bring you that audio when it comes up.
And of course, throngs in St. Peter's Square have been chanting "Long live the Pope." Many of them had tears in their eyes. There were at least 50,000 people in the square. Crowds went wild as the Vatican and Italian military bands marched through and up the steps of the Basilica, followed by Swiss guards in silver helmets and full regalia. They played the introduction to the Vatican and Italian anthems, and the crowd joined in as well, waving flags from around the country. You know, this crowd is getting, they must be at this point getting a bit tired. They've been waiting and waiting, but they are now awaiting the first blessing from the new pope. He will come out, and maybe we'll know his name by that point.
He's chosen the name, by the way, Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
Yes.
Okay, that's just now coming across the wire.
Yeah.
He's going to come out and address the world's 1.2 billion Catholics.
All right. In other news, Egypt's powerful Muslim Brotherhood has sharply criticized a UN draft document on violence against women as deceitful, saying its articles clash with Islamic principles and undermine family values. The group, from which Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi hails, called on other Muslim nations, women's groups, and Islamic organizations to reject that document, which is expected to be endorsed at the end of the meeting of the UN Commission on the Status of Women this week. The Brotherhood statement today says the document propagates sexual freedoms, advocates the use of abortion, and equates sexual assault by a stranger with assault by a spouse. It called on women groups not to be lured by phony calls for civilized behavior.
Going back now to the Vatican Live, Jorge Mario Bergoglio is the new pope, the first one from Latin America, and he's going to address the crowds that are gathered in St. Peter's Square now. He is waving to the faithful. Let's go to that live. This is the new pope. New Pope Francis is getting ready to address the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. They've been waiting quite a while to get this blessing from the new pope. This is the 266th pope that's been elected. The cardinals on the third day of the conclave. Actually, the second day of the conclave. I believe it was the fifth vote that they took to be able to reach this decision.
There's a rather interesting thing about Jorge Mario Bergoglio is that he was considered at one time a possible candidate for pope. He has been in the past twice now, and this time apparently was the time that he was chosen to be 76 years old, the new pope. There was a lot of discussion, too, about whether or not there would be somebody selected specifically because of their age, because Pope Benedict was up there in years, and everybody realized, and he said so when he took on the mantle of pope, that it would probably be a short reign. He actually joked about that a little bit. But the new pope, 76 years old, once again, age apparently not entering into the picture.
Right.
And we're waiting to hear Pope Francis make his first address to the faithful.
Brothers and sisters, good evening. As you know, the duty of the conclave was to appoint a bishop of Rome, and it seems to me that my brothers cardinals have chosen one who is from far away, but here I am. I would like to thank you for your embrace, also to the Roman Catholic Church and the bishops. Thank you very much. And first and foremost, I would like to pray for our emeritus bishop, Benedict XVI. Let us pray, all of us together, for him so that he is blessed by the Lord and guarded by the Madonna. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Ave Maria, piena de gracia.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Gloria al Padre y al Filio y al
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
You're listening to the new Pope Francis deliver his first address to the faithful in St. Peter's Square. The stations, we're going to go ahead and stay with this for a while. Some of you stations may want to break away, but we're going to continue carrying this live on America's Radio News.
Let us begin this journey together, the successor and the people, and this journey for the Roman Catholic Church. It is a journey of a friendship, of love, of a trust and faith between us. Let us pray always for one another. Let us pray for the whole world, because let us have a big brotherhood. I wish that this journey for the Church that we are going to start today, and my vicar cardinal is going to help me. Let's hope that this journey bears fruits for the evangelizing of this beautiful city. I would like to offer you my blessing, but I'd like to ask a favor first. First, that before the bishop bless the people, I would like to pray for the Lord so that the prayer of the people blesses also the new pontiff.
Facciamo in silenzio.
Let us
questa preghiera de
pray in silence your prayer to me.